Section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
86 Productions.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Off the Mark, the only podcast providing the most in-depth insight and analysis into the world of professional wrestling. I'm joined by my co-host, Aaron Hughes. Let's start the show by discussing the most recent news. Ric Flair throws a tantrum in Europe. And what happens, Aaron?
So, TNA left him behind. They were a little... kind of, I guess, flabbergasted by the way that he was acting. A lot of people were saying that he was playing the role of Nature Boy a little too much. He wanted to get, from some early reports, he wanted to get a pay increase or an advance. And they were saying no, and they were saying it was pretty bad. So
now, was this in the public eye, or was this all behind the scenes?
I don't know. It doesn't say exactly where it happened. It just said that this happened in Dublin and that he was going to miss the TNA event in Germany due to Flair refusing to get on the plane to go to Germany. So,
Hopefully this we get more information about the story, because this sounds really interesting to me, at least. So,
it's just one of those things. It's like, why would you do that? I understand that if you live an extravagant lifestyle, and there's a chance that something like that happened, so.
Right.
But
anyway, so the creative team has not set who's going to win the Royal Rumble this year. Do you believe this?
I don't know. This is reports. I don't know if I necessarily believe they haven't set. I believe that they have like three or four people in mind, haven't set which person is going to win it. And, I said before, and I still believe that Triple H will come out and win it. So,
saying Mark. Anyway, so there's actually wrestlers, or if we like to say talent, in TNA that are not happy. Is this actually true, or Matt just stirring, wanting to put rumors out there?
It could be the dirt sheets, but from reports read online, a lot of wrestlers are not very happy with Matt coming in. They think that's just because of Jeff. Jeff has some pull there, and that's the only reason why he's in there is because of Jeff, which, that's probably true. But they're mad because they're not going to hire any new talent, So
they're just going to stick with the guys like WCW did? The guys who were washed up from the WWE, just bring him in there? Is that what they're referring to?
Well, that, but on top of it too, Matt, he put on some weight in WWE, and it looked like he put on some more since, being released. And people were saying that he is not very flexible in the ring. Like, he's not like he was,
Well, so. He was saying that it's muscle, it's not fat, but, I don't know. It's hard to see, unless you see someone, face to face, it's hard to tell, but, we'll see what happens. So anyway, so Triple H claims he is not doing anything on the creative side of WWE. For some reason, I actually believe this. I think that he's just like helping out with matches, but I don't think he's doing creative yet.
He definitely has pull. He's definitely doing something. There's a reason why Sheamus is now one of the top guys on Raw,
Yeah, because it's his workout buddy.
I think that he's doing something, though. I really do. I just think that he's saying this to try to defuse, the hatred that people have for him.
the small hatred that they have for him? I think there's people that really, really hate him. But anyway, so the Diva Search is... returning.
For this week, we like to do our weekly topics. I was thinking that kind of wait and talk about this a little later, because this will be part of the weekly topics.
Yep. So the planned WrestleMania main event so far is Wade Barrett versus Undertaker. And is it truthful that they're talking about having Wade Barrett take over the streak?
I could see it.
How old is Wade Barrett? How old is Wade Barrett?
Wade's young. I think he's like 29.
I think he's younger than that, Aaron.
You think he's younger than that?
I think
really?
He's like 25, 26.
He's 30.
He's 30. Okay, well.
He's 30.
Okay, my bad. So he's 30.
But he is, you know, out of everything that came out of NXT, season one and season two, he is their brightest star. I mean, Daniel Bryan by far is the greatest wrestler to come out of NXT. But Wade Barrett has, I mean, he's an okay wrestler. And he's got really good mic skills. And he can really turn a crowd against him very easily. I mean, very, very easily.
Great heel. But I think that's all he has for him.
I don't think he could be a face, you know, kind of like Sheamus. I see Sheamus being a good face, no. You know,
always a heel.
Exactly. And so I think that, you know, you have somebody beat Undertaker. You have somebody, you know, end his streak. Think about how much heel heat he would have on him. And on top of that, this is something that, you know, he'd be in WWE for 10 more years, 15 more years. This is something that he can talk about for the next 15 years.
Oh, he just took like Undertaker out.
Exactly. Jericho is the only undisputed, or the first ever undisputed, you know?
Mm-hmm.
He can talk about that, so.
Completely. So Batista, it will be returning to the WWE for his feud against his son, brother, whatever you want to call him, Mason Ryan. When did they announce this?
So this is, you know, part of the rumor mill, but they're saying that Batista, expect him to return in 2011. And the reason behind it is that he lives a very extravagant lifestyle, and he has not found any meaningful to the WWE. So
I thought that he was fighting, the MMA-style fighting.
He was, you know, and he was planning on doing that, but you never know. I mean, maybe he started training for it and was like, wow, this is too much. I don't want to do this. I want to do the fake fighting, you know? Yeah. I want to do the ballet-style fighting.
So he really lives like an extravagant lifestyle?
That's what they were saying. They're saying that he's very extravagant lifestyle. So
just like Stone Cold.
Just like Stone Cold.
So Vince is also very high on Skip Sheffield, and he believes that he might be the next Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Do you think that, Andy?
No, because Austin had a look where he looks like, hey, I can beat your butt. Skip Sheffield, every time I see him and he gets mad, I just kind of want to laugh. I'm going to chuckle a little bit because it makes me laugh. You know, I look at him like, hey, he's funny.
Yeah, Vince was thinking that he would be the second baby, you know, John Cena.
Really?
I do not see that at
He's too big. See, the thing is, he's way too big. That's the number one problem. If he was a smaller kid, but he is way too big. I mean, if he lost some weight and he was like a thinner guy, kind of like, you know, a little bit bigger than Cena, but not as big as he is now. But for some reason, people can, I don't know, like at least as when you get to wrestling fans, if a guy's too big, people are scared of him. And also, he just has he has like a funny look on his face all the time. I seriously want to laugh at him. There's no other way I can explain it besides me laughing at him.
Yeah, he really does look like he rode the short bus to school. But the thing is, I mean, I don't know. It's not that I don't care about him, but he is a bodyguard type person. You know, he is the person who would protect a smaller guy, or he's going to be your number two, you know, in a tag team. He's not going to be the number one guy. And I just, the problem, they're going to push him down your throat. That's right. The problem. He is going to be the next Alberto Del Rio.
Oh, gosh. I don't even want to talk about that. Let's talk about something really positive. John Cena grants his 200th wish. Congratulations, John Cena. I love the Make-A-Wish Foundation. I'm glad you're doing it. So happy. Happy for these kids.
I think this is actually really awesome. And, I mean, you know, we rag on the WWE a lot. But this is, you know, they do a lot of really, really great stuff for the community. And doing something like this, I mean, you know, this is a kid's wish. You know, he wants to meet John Cena. And John Cena is going out and meeting 200 kids, you know. That's pretty cool.
I know it is. And, you know, it's great. I mean, as much as we make fun of the WWE about a lot of stuff, this is the one thing that they're constantly doing that people are happy about. And, you know, more credit to them. I mean, I'm glad they're doing it. I hope they continue to do it. And I'm glad they're basically going to be the biggest contributor pretty soon because, you know, like wrestlers, they travel around a lot. A lot of sports athletes don't want to. I mean, so I'm just happy that he granted that 200th wish. Hopefully he gets I hope he gets to 1,000 is what would be really awesome. If he gets to 1,000, I mean, that would be freaking awesome. So
Cena's young, so he's probably could.
Yes, he could. So anyways, let's move on to Raw. Miz versus Edge ends in a DQ.
They had a lot of hype leading up to this. And, you know, the beginning of the show, Edge comes out and says, you wait for this. And you know, let's just do it right now. And then Miz comes out and says his, you know, and then, yeah, and if you, I mean, I understand you don't want to make either champion look weak. Honestly, you should have had the Miz win this, you know, have Alex Riley, like, you know, not interfere, but like have him distract Edge and have Miz win. That would have been the better ending than doing this.
No, I completely agree. See, the problem right now is that the Miz has not really won a match. He has not won a match, and that's the problem. He's got, you know, a DQ or this type of finish. He needs to be, if you want to make him as a legitimate champion, he has to win at least one match. At least the one. He needs to beat John Cena. I'm sorry, not John Cena, but Randy Orton clean. That's what he needs to do. 1-2-3 clean, and if he does that, then everyone will take him seriously. But right now, it's like the heavyweight title has become mid-card status. That's ridiculous.
Well, and I think that he might even retain just to lose it at Elimination Chamber.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because I'm not happening. Otherwise, Randy Orton will get the title, and then he will actually be the champion through until WrestleMania, but who knows?
Yeah, and I'm sick of Del Rio, by the way. I don't want to see him on Raw ever again, but that means he's probably going to be on Raw for the next 3 weeks. Oh, I'm sorry, 3 years. Anyway, so I called you about this on Saturday. I talked to a friend.
I thought this was funny.
And you're like, I can't believe that this is going to... You're like, that's not true. And then a friend of mine, actually, he told me to not to plug it, but just take all the credit for it. But I'm not going to. I'm just kidding. So Jared was a friend of mine. Jared is a friend of mine. He was like, oh, I was watching that Raw thing. And he's like, I think what they're going to... I know how this thing's going to end. I'm like, how is it going to end? He goes, I think that they're going to confuse the word vegan with virgin. And mm-hmm. I sat and I'm like, why? He goes, because they said they want to be his first. And he talked about being vegan a couple. And I was like, oh, my gosh. I'm like, no, they're not going to do this. They're not going to do this. And this is on Saturday. This is on a Saturday night. Come Monday. That's exactly what happened. That is ridiculous. I can't believe he got it right. And that ticks me off. This is how it ends. This is how that angle ends, that they're not no longer there. Facepalm. And what happens with this now? Where do you go from this?
I don't know. I think that they just needed to do like some funny angle with them, and this was their funny angle. So
it wasn't that funny. I mean, it proves my point that he's into Asian chicks, but I just... I just didn't think that the belt, you know what I mean? Like, there's nothing with him and Gail ever. Unless I'm wrong. And then probably someone will be like, no, it happened on this episode. But I don't remember seeing any of it.
I don't remember seeing any of it either.
I'm wrong.
I mean, we do fast forward through some of it.
Yeah. If I'm wrong, at Off the Mark 86 on the Twitter, I want to know when it was. I have almost every Raw tape right now. So anyways, let's move on to Punk versus Wade. Ends in a double DQ. Funniest ending. I was laughing my butt off. And then Cena teased us about being a PG show.
So, yeah, let's talk about you know, the match itself. It was actually a decent match, you know, but the thing that I found just, I mean, this is like 2-3 weeks in a row that Cena has said, well, this is a PG show, so, you know, we have to talk like this.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I mean, do you think that he is actually poking fun at the WWE, or is it an inside joke?
I think it's an inside joke because Vince is a genius on a lot of things. And I think he's the one doing this. I think that he's telling John to say, hey, I want you to say this. Because if he's continually saying it, if he said it 1 week and then he didn't say it afterwards, that's one thing. The fact that he keeps saying it on and on and on every week, I think this is planned.
Mm-hmm. I wonder what younger people are thinking then, you know, because like we laugh a little, you know, people that are older than like 12, you know, they're probably going to be laughing about that because they understand the joke.
Yes. So, a lot of the inside guys are going to be laughing because, hey, it's funny.
Mm-hmm.
It's like vegan and virgin. How can you screw those two up? But apparently the Bella Twins know how to. And what the funny part was that they're the ones who pitched the angle.
That's awesome.
I'm sorry. I keep going back to it because it just ticks me off.
Well, let's move on to SmackDown. Now, I got to ask you.
Sick of Alberto, too, by the way. I mean, those two things right now are just I can talk hours about. But Alberto Del Rio, come on. I mean, at some point, you got to say, done. But he's still coming to every show. I would be surprised if he starts wrestling on Superstars. I mean, it's got to that point. Or NXT. Oh, wait.
He's on there.
He's on NXT.
Another rookie. So he's going to be on there for much longer. That's the thing. I understand wanting to push a guy. But if you shove him down everyone's throat, okay? Especially a heel. I understand pushing faces and that people love, like Goldberg. When Goldberg was getting like bigger and bigger and bigger, they put Goldberg on every. Goldberg was everywhere. But people loved him. People wanted to see Goldberg. The thing is, though, you are putting Alberto on everything, and people don't want to see him. And if people don't like him, they're going to get sick of seeing him.
They already are, I think. I'm sick of seeing him. I don't want to see him
anymore.
I even
liked him. I liked him at first.
I'm wondering, because they did the same thing with Sheamus, but then Sheamus kind of came off, like, you know, all right, so he kind of did his own thing. But it seems that Alberto hasn't changed his character one bit, and I think he needs to change it so people hate him. I mean, he just comes on, and everyone's like, oh, geez. He needs to be like, oh, you know, he needs to get booed. Sheamus comes out, everyone boos him. But, like, when you hear Alberto's music, you're like, oh, geez. You know, like, why is he coming out? Oh, well. So, funny story. And I find this genius, by the way. Vicky Guerrero comes out, talks. I wasn't paying attention. Then I heard she said spear. And the spear. Edge cannot use the spear at all, which is awesome. Because if he does, he loses the championship.
Yeah. So, at the pay-per-view, expect Edge to win by the... I don't know, the DDT, or I don't know, maybe he'll do the flatliner. That would be pretty cool, actually. But
oh,
I think that
gosh.
They give that to Husky Harris. So,
huh?
Well, Husky Harris is his finishing move. You know how he normally just did the running like jump on you.
Yeah.
He this week on Raw he did basically a flatliner. He actually did more of a mic check. You know, like he pushed him forward and then brought him all the way back. So, but anyway.
Wait. That's the one that. Orphea
Canyon
used, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it was like the Russian leg sweep, but turned. Okay,
yeah.
By the way, do you remember
the downward spiral?
Do you remember when the Russian leg sweep was a finishing move?
I do.
So anyway, so are you excited about the Royal Rumble?
Yes and no.
Okay, what's your no? I want to hear the negative first.
We were talking the other day about, you know, this is not only the most exciting time in wrestling, but also the fact that, you know, the Royal Rumble is one of the best pay-per-views, you know? But here's the thing that doesn't excite me. There have been three announced matches and then the Royal Rumble. And 40 people, something I didn't talk about last week that I should have. The only thing that this does is that there's going to be more of mid-card. Does anyone really believe that JTG is going to win the Royal Rumble? Nah,
that was
I
my
don't.
Pick. I gotta change my pick? Dang it.
But that's the thing that I don't like. There's been three announced matches. There's the World Heavyweight Championship, the WWE, and the Divas title. Now, the tag title will probably be defended. Don't get me wrong. It probably will.
No, I don't think so.
But
I thought there was like another match. Like just one of those like weird... Huh?
No, those are the only three announced on the website so far.
So you got 30 minutes with entrance for 30 minutes with entrance and then 15 with entrance. Great. So the Royal Rumble's going to have to last an hour and a half. Because you got to think 30 minutes for the heavyweight. We'll give them 45. We'll say 45, 45, and then at least 15 for the.
Well, I wouldn't say that much, especially not for Miz's match. And Dolph Ziggler versus Edge? I mean, come on.
Okay,
no.
let's say 30 minutes, all right? Give them each 30 minutes, okay? Time. Women's match, 15 minutes tops. They're not going to go any longer than that. So you got an hour 15. You have to fill, what, another hour and a half?
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be tough. What happened to having six matches and then having the Royal Rumble?
Well, they probably will. The problem is, though, that they don't announce this, and that's what really sucks because you need to build this stuff up.
It's going to be, you know, I already, it's going to happen. It's going to be Gail Kim versus one of the Bellas. And then they're probably also going to have like Santino versus.
Well, that's what I was saying. I think the tag titles will be defended against the members of new NXT.
Yeah, but the thing is, they're also going to be in the Royal Rumble.
I know. Well, they can do that, though.
I know they can do that, but I don't, you know, do they have the endurance? Yeah. Anyway, so. You know what I forgot to do the other day? I forgot to renew a domain.
Yeah.
But you know what you could have done to renew that? You could have used GoDaddy. If you want to make an impact online, GoDaddy.com is what you need. .com names the lowest $1.99. Plus, will cost something fast and easy. Website builders and much. 20 other code POD149 when you check out. That's POD149 when you check out. You'll save an additional 10% off your web hosting order. Get your piece of the internet at GoDaddy.com. Summer 60 supply. See site for details. So Scott Steiner in TNA makes a surprise return. And he aligns himself with, is it A, Chris Cross, B, CCR, or D, Kurt Angle?
I'm going to go with E, none of the above.
Oh, really? My bad.
Because you spelled Kurt with a C, so it's spelled with a K.
Oh, darn it. My bad. So what's going on with this? I thought they had like a little beef.
You know, I don't know, but they apparently decided that it was a good idea to bring him back. So, which kind of surprised me since they were on that hiring freeze. You know?
Yeah, and the fact that he got his face all cut up 1 week and then 2 weeks later he comes back and there's no scars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was obviously a wild way. I don't know.
Dude, I'm just – honestly, TNA, it's just kind of there now. I think they're ruining themselves. There's nothing exciting me right now. This was a horrible show. I just want to point this out. I didn't like it at all.
The thing is, like, I like TNA. I think that TNA – the thing I think I like the most about it is it's 2 hours. That's it. So you watch it, and then you're done. You wait another week. You watch it again. And WWE, you not only have to watch it on Monday, you then have to watch it again on Friday. And then if you want to see the extra stuff going on, you got to watch that on Tuesday and then also on Thursday. And so you have 4 days of that. And it's like, no, you know, I don't need that much. You know, if you like a show like, you know, Lost, that was an hour a week and people were excited about it. And it came on only once a year for, you know, like, you know, what, 16 episodes or whatever. That made people excited about it because it wasn't on all the time. But with WWE, you're talking, you know, it's on way too much. So that's, I think, the thing I like about TNA. So,
I mean, I see your point with that. But the thing, to me, it's almost like they're doing stuff that I've seen before. There's nothing innovative. There's not – everyone kicks out of everyone's finishing move. I mean, that needs to – there's so many things. And, like, this week, you know, they're teasing the main event of Mafia coming back. What do you think about
that?
Which
they've been doing that for a little bit. They're doing that to combat, you know, Immortal, which, you know, I don't like having this many factions in there. And the main event Mafia, the thing about it is it was a cheap NWO. It was. I'm sorry, but the main event Mafia was. So I don't know. I mean, I would be excited about it if it was unique, if it was, you know, an elite organization. And yeah, you know, don't get me wrong, I'm not the biggest Scott Steiner fan. But if it was Scott Steiner, Kurt Angle, AJ Styles, and like Booker T, let's say, you know, that'd be cool. You know, that'd be cool. Like have it, you know, very small group. Like Fortune was four people, you know, and that was kind of cool. But then, you know, that you go and you expand it, and then you have Immortal. And you have like, it's like that makes no, none of that crap makes sense.
Then you have 16 members of the NWO.
Exactly. So anyway, go on like forever talking about that. I was thinking let's talk about our weekly topic.
Before we get into the weekly topic, I want to talk about something.
Okay,
you're back in town recently, and you came in the studio did a show. We watched something that I got to give the guy a plug, but the Botchamanias. If you go to YouTube and type in Botchamania, I'm not kidding you. That's got to be the funniest stuff I've ever seen. The guy just makes the funniest videos ever. And he has lots of stuff. I think we should, you know what? We shouldn't talk about it right now. We should actually do a weekly segment on Botchamania. Because honestly, dude, that is I've watched some of the Botchamanias. Yeah, this is why I do Botchamania, by the way. And that's got to be some of the funniest stuff. Especially when everyone talks and the fact that Conan says something to, I can't remember who the other guy was. And he says something.
It was Lex Luger. He's like, oh, my back. Seriously, leave me alone. My back hurts.
Yeah. And then he says, like, I thought that was pretty clear or something like that. He also said. Mm-hmm. But we should probably do something with Botchamania. Maybe, you know, talk to the guy a little bit. I just want to say that that's got to be the funniest stuff on YouTube right now. It has to be.
So, well, and it gets even better. I mean, like the early stuff, it's early, you know? Like, yeah. But later on, like in the hundreds, it gets so much better because he has like endings and that are hilarious. And even the beginnings are hilarious too. So, I mean, he's a much, much better job much later on. So.
Super Dragon. Just leave it at that. Anyway, so let's move on to the weekly topic. Sports entertainment versus wrestling. Do we need a Diva Search? No, I'm sick of Diva Search. They bring nothing to the table except the... Yeah, I'm not even going to get into it. It's just stupid. We don't need it.
Well, no, we need to get into it. That's the thing. You know, like I, you know, when Vince coined the phrase sports entertainment, you know, like I understood it. You know, it was to separate yourself, to not be professional wrestling, which was fake. This is entertainment. And I understand that. It is entertainment. You know, it's like watching a TV show. I understand that. Here's the thing, though. They just did an NXT that was all women's. Why do you need a Diva Search if you just had one? Why do you need to add more women to your roster when you're cutting people? You know, the WWE stock's been down. Mm-hmm. And so they've actually been talking about layoffs. So, you know, goodbye Primo, you know, goodbye.
What Primo, you know, is a lock for superstars every week, dude.
He is.
And R-Truth is going to superstars. So that means he must be on his way out too. And I'm probably not kidding about that.
No, I don't think they would get rid of him because one of the reasons Alberto has been getting been pushed so much is because he's Hispanic and they want the Hispanic viewers. And R-Truth, he's one of the very few black people on WWE programming. So so I don't think that they would get rid of him without bringing somebody else in.
Oh my gosh.
But anyway.
Okay, so anyways. So do you assert – okay, so we just had the NXT, like you said. And I see what they're trying to do. They're trying to in a way, they're trying to make a diva into a wrestler, opposed to a wrestler into a diva. Because I think Santino's girlfriend, whatever her name is, doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
But she was actually a wrestler, and then she became a diva, and she made that transition very well. I will say, I was very surprised about that. But it's harder to turn a diva into a wrestler. I mean, look at Kelly. Kelly can't wrestle her way out of a paper bag. Seriously.
That's the thing. Like, no one wants to watch that crap.
I mean, like the funny thing is Heather. It was funny because Heather, she's like, "Oh, you want to watch the Divas match?" But only time I'd watch it is actually when it was like Mickie James and someone else who could wrestle. And I was like, "All right." When James and Phoenix were wrestling, that was some of the best women wrestling that I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. And then they stopped wrestling each other, and then it went downhill from there. So now I like to watch it because I like to see how bad they screw up. And that happens quite often, by the way. Let's just put it that way.
It happens all the freaking time. Mm-hmm. And that's the sad thing. Like, it's really, really bad. That's why I honestly don't even watch the women's match. Do you remember, like, when I can't think of her name. I want to say it was Alicia Fox came out. She says, "I am going to wrestle you because I want to be the undefined women's champion."
Yes, it is. That's her.
You know, like, undefined? What? You know,
yep.
it was like, oh, it was so ridiculous. That's the thing I really don't like. I really just I don't understand. I mean, there's a sports entertainment and wrestling, you know, I mean, do we focus only on the entertainment side, not the wrestling?
No, I see. I know exactly what you mean, dude. The other thing also that's getting like you put something you said, do we need another Tough Enough? You know, we have NXT. This is where it gets different. Tough Enough. You are not a wrestler. You're not a wrestler at all. That's the one thing that's different between that and NXT. NXT, you're already a wrestler. Tough Enough, they're showing you how to become a wrestler. And like, from a fan, and also if I was in the business, I would not let certain things out. I don't like the fact that they would be like, oh, look, everyone did this move, blah, 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 blah. So then when it's really done on TV, no one gives a crap. That does bother me. That really does, because I think that hurts the biz.
I agree, and I understand. And I understand the difference between the Diva Search, which are just women that are up there and they talk, and then fans vote, you know, on who they think is the hottest. I completely understand that. That's all they do, you know. And even that, the person who wins, that they actually will take the person, you know, other people too, like whoever gets second and third, they tend to take them too.
Yeah.
You know, it's just the fact that with things like Tough Enough, I mean, we have NXT. Mm-hmm. You know, we have, you know, NXT, which is supposed to showcase these new wrestlers. And it's not even on TV. And now you're going to bring back Tough Enough, put that on TV. And then you're going to have somebody, you know, join. And, you know, the thing is, The Miz and even, you know, John Morrison have done a pretty good job shaking that stigma. But, like, Maven, that was stuck with him. If he was still in the WWE, he wouldn't get past being a tag champ. I don't think that he would even be an IC or US champ. I think that he would have been stuck as a tag champ because he had the Tough Enough stigma attached to him.
Yeah.
You know, being NXT winner, though, that's different. That actually, like, helps out, you know? So, I mean, at what point in time is this entertainment? And what point in time is this going to be wrestling?
We should ask Evol that. That's what we really should do. We should ask Evol, hey, how's the NXT winner doing? Oh, you're not on the WWE anymore? Oh, that sucks.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. I would much rather see the wrestling side than the sports entertainment. I would much rather see really good wrestling than see this, you know, storyline-driven, you know, diva search in order to bring in more women who cannot wrestle their way out of a paper bag.
I just saw something. That's all we got, I guess, for this weekly topic. I want to talk about something that that I just saw. There's a rumor going around right now that Percy was going to, and I'm not joking about this, is going to start wrestling Alberto Del Rio. Everyone boo now, because that might happen now. Just letting you guys know that. So if that's true, then you heard it here first on OTM. So anyways, so it looks like that's all the time we have for this week's show. If you're into the Twitter, you can follow the show at OffTheMark86. I am AHughes86. He is AP Hughes. I want to thank Section 86 and 86 Productions for hosting and editing the podcast. And I want to thank my co-hosts for coming on each and every week. And I want to thank all the listeners for taking the time to download and listen to the show. And until next time, we're tagging out.